I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, this ain't cool. A pregnant woman is breaking into homes in Georgia and then opening people's Christmas presents.
Is she looking for baby stuff?
I don't know what she's looking for. Apparently, the woman is knocking on doors. Hello. And then if nobody's home, that's when she breaks in. That's when she strikes. One victim was out of town when she rang his doorbell, which also acts as a security camera, which are awesome. I think like Nest cams or other ones. Have you seen those? Like they're crystal clear.
I want one.
I do too. We need to get an endorsement for that. Hello, Nest cam. This is Joe and Alex. We would like to have your cameras installed at our place. One victim, they did that and they saw it on their camera. He did it through the app. And a couple hours later, he called the cops. However, the woman had already stolen several items and even the presents under the Christmas tree. So she opened everything up, left what she didn't want, and then just took off.
I mean, yeah, sounds about right. I'm not good. If I'm going to try to steal somebody's Christmas presents, I'm opening them first to see what's good and what isn't. I don't want to just take everything. I don't want a wrapped avocado.
Who wraps avocado for Christmas?
Haven't you seen that viral video of the kid that got the avocado for Christmas?
No.
Yeah, they're teaching him how to be grateful for all of his gifts. He's like a little toddler. And so they're teaching him, even if you don't like it, you have to act like you do. And so they wrapped, to test his skills, they wrapped an avocado and he opens it and he goes, an avocado! Thanks!
I mean, to be fair, I think that's a bad example because who wouldn't be thankful for a nice ripe avocado under the tree? Like instantly,
every basic white girl would love an avocado for Christmas. So don't get it twisted. They want avocados. Yeah. Put those in the stockings.
Now, if you put like a thing of bananas, of like a bushel of bananas, really? Apparently you don't love me. So they still have not caught the woman and the person that's helping her, but at least they have a photo of her. Let's head to Milwaukee. A guy in Milwaukee named Curtis robbed a bank at gunpoint last week and ran off with about $8,000. Wow, that's a lot of money. But he didn't get far. A police officer in an unmarked cop car spotted him about two blocks away, chased him down on foot, got him in cuffs, and they actually recovered all the money. So that was kind of pointless. Then after he was booked, someone asked him, it's like, man, did you really think you were going to get away with the robbery? And he thought about it for a second, and he said, you know what? I figure you guys would catch me, but quote, not until after Christmas or something like that. So I guess he thought he was going to get his $8,000, have a nice Christmas, then he'd go to jail. Like be like, you know, like a hero or something. So yeah, he got caught, no money, and he's going to jail. He's facing charges for robbery and possession of a firearm during the commission of a federal crime. And your final story this morning for your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Doing 80 and a 60, cause I ain't had a 50 in a minute.
An 18-year-old guy named Ruben from Florida got a message from his girlfriend on Saturday night. She wanted to come on over.
She said, hey, my parents aren't home. You know, he got that good, good text.
I'm on the way, baby. Come over for a booty call. Now, in the police report, Ruben said he was trying to meet his girlfriend for relations, which I don't believe. Nobody says relations. My wife would
have
tonight.
The police do.
I don't,
be, you know, politically correct.
Whatever, that's... Can we talk real
terms
here?
They aren't going to say he went to go get some poontang. They aren't going to say that.
I think it depends where you're at. In the South, they'd probably say, well, we arrested this young juvenile that was speeding, and he was in need for some poontang.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I just think we should keep it real and talk the way that people really do talk, but that's just me. Anyways, there's a thing. When she texted him saying, hey, come on over for some of that good, he didn't even think twice. He headed on in his Honda Accord, and he actually started speeding to her house. He was so focused on his mission that he didn't notice the cops behind him who were trying to pull him over. As Ruben kept speeding towards his girlfriend's place, he inadvertently started a high-speed chase.
Whoa.
Yeah, other cops joined in. Ruben finally noticed him and pulled over.
He must have had his music loud.
He must have been. I mean, like, when you're focused, though, it's like you're like, wait a minute, I can go get nuggets half off today? Like, you're not stopping, Alex. You're going to where you got to get. Yeah, so the high-speed chase started inadvertently, and they finally got him to pull over. He told them why he was speeding. They didn't take any pity on him. Like, wouldn't it be cool if it's like, oh, that's why you're going? You want some of that sweet poutine?
They didn't take any pity on him?
No.
They didn't let him get off?
No, and I don't know if he ever got to get off because he was in jail for 16 hours.
Oh, gosh.
And if he did get off.
Well, one of the other inmates might have helped out. Who knows?
I'm on the way.
Hey, guess what? We got a tweet at Joan Alex Show from Shaughnessy. She sent us a gift of the avocado baby. An avocado! Thanks!
That avocado is bigger than that kid's head right there. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Go to RadioNowIndy.com. Under the Joe and Alex Show tab, you can click on Dummy of the Day to check out everything that you might have missed.